Okay, fine. We're holding Mem Gimel on the base in terms of the Gemara. Just going to try and finish the Mishnah Berurah here, Simon Tov Dalet. So I think we sort of got stuck at the end there, in the middle of discussing the Bi'ah Halacha there, the last Bi'ah Halacha on Simon Tov Dalet, and that is the one Dibam Askam Menachem Shepoga. What he's talking about is the following, that the Mechaber says that if a person's on a ship, and the ship is Lamala Mi'asara, so then that's you're not going to Shavisa anywhere, etc. etc. Basically, we can go to Kula, at least so long as you're dealing with a Sophie Rabbana, fine, so you could be Mako with regards to Tchumen, and therefore when the ship docks, you'll be able to measure your 2,000 amas from there. However, not always would it be 2,000 amas from where it docks. Because if the ship comes into water, which is within, you're now within 10 tefachim of the ground, then already from that point you're kena shavisa, and from there you're going to get your 2,000 amas. Yeah. The only problem is that the ship's still moving. Mashma, even when the ship's moving, kol zman the ship's moving, how are you kena shavisa?
Well, it was one month Dama that you went kena shavisa.
It wasn't Shaman Dama?
Shaman Dama.
If it was a Man Dama who was Chushish, maybe it stopped.
But we don't pass on. I know you've discussed this before, but can you not say at the moment that it gets to within 10 tefachim, that is effectively the Mokum Shavisa? Okay, yes, it's moving, but then if he walks, he also moves. So you could say that the boat moving is part of the 2,000 numbers, and he's got just the rest of the 2,000 numbers once he actually reaches dry land.
I'm not sure if what you mean is what, maybe what you're saying is, maybe you mean to say what the Bi'ah Halacha does quote. He quotes a Svara to say, it's a Svara, that you're not moving, the ship's moving. You, relative to the ship, are stationary. So the minute you get within 10 tefachim of the ground, you're kind of shvisa
of that. Yeah, well that's more or less.
The problem is that the Gemara goes, can I get that? The Gemara says that we don't say that. Because that was the whole Gemara about when the ship's moving. Right, you're talking about, that's what you quote.
Yeah, but that was when it was in deeper water, weren't we?
That was... No, against the Svara, the idea of when the ship's moving. Unless you go with Alav Pshat and Rashi, like you're saying, we're not talking about being Kona Shavisa, we're talking about going outside of your Daladam, so you're constantly being moved outside. Okay, that could be, if you go with Pshat. He says that he subsequently found, after giving that suggestion, like you're saying, that maybe you, relative to the ship, are stationary, based on the Gemara and Bokhan Matiya. But he says he did find that the Chiddush HaRashba, I think we quoted this Chiddush HaRashba a few weeks ago when we were dealing with the Tosfos about going on a ship on Shabbos and people who go onto the ship before Shabbos and then they go off the ship, and I think that's what he's actually talking about. So the Chiddush HaRashba says, he quotes it, you can see it yourself if you want, the Bi'ah Halacha is the last four lines here, the Kosheli. Yeah, he's actually going on the. He says he's going on the case of the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Sfina of Rabban Gamliel about whether you can or you can't be kind of shvisa b'avtet. So he writes b'kosheli. Yeah, can you see it? It's the last four lines of the halacha there on this page. B'kosheli says the Rashba, but I've got a difficulty. The Sfina minat naidon. There you go. But the ship moves. Well, we know to come on, and we say further on, the Mayor be'obim lo'kono shvisa, mishum denai di b'chulu. There's a Gemara to come, which talks about rain, right, when it rains. Yeah? When it rains, so the shout about the rain, may the rain, does the rain come from outside the tzuchot? Which means you can't really move the rain outside of the daladamas. And the Gemara says, no, because the rain was never kono shvisa. Because inside the clouds, it's moving around all the time. So when Shabbos comes in, and from that point onwards, it's never stationary. It's always moving, whatever that means, moving around in the clouds. It's some sort of gas. Yeah?
So what the problem is with rain?
Because rain, just keeping it posher, so it's way more than 2,000 amas from where it comes.
Yes, and it falls.
The falls on Shabbos.
Yes.
In which case, it's come from outside its tukum.
Yes.
So in which case, can I pick up that rain, the rainwater now, and walk to my house? Or do you say no?
Can you use the rain?
Well, you may be able to use it on the spot. You can take a drink from it there and then. But could you walk home with it? Because are you taking it beyond its tukum?
It came from outside.
Came from outside the tukum, exactly. It's going to be discussed later on. This shiloh about rain, because it also starts from down here.
When you say it came from outside the tukum, you mean because it formed in clouds which were miles away and then it moved and.
Correct. Because in other words, we're not that's the Chasam Sofer's whole thing. He's not happy to say it's chumim doesn't go upwards. It's not vertical. It's horizontal. So like you're saying, it's the clouds moving. That's why I said just to keep it simple. But yes, he's not. There is, I think, a prima donna we talked about. Seems to be talking about vertical, and he says there's no such thing.
I'm getting a little bit confused. If we go step back, if Michael's chum and mine overlap, and he's got an object that he's able to carry. Or a garment or whatever that belongs to him, so it would have the same tukum as its owner.
Yes.
Fine. And then in the overlap period, I can pick it up.
And you can walk as far as he would be able to go.
Only as far as he would be able to go.
Correct.
Because it assumes the tukum of the owner when Shabbos came in.
Correct.
And nobody else's.
Correct.
Well. The rain didn't have a tchum when Shabbos came in.
Well, it only doesn't have a tchum because it's moving, otherwise it would. Are you going to say it doesn't have an owner? Okay, that's chesed hefker and all these sort of things.
Surely, in those circumstances, its tchum would be set when it hits the ground.
Maybe yes, maybe not. It's Gemara's later on, and it's going to be Gemara's about it further on.
But it can't be in the cloud, that's what I'm saying.
Potentially it could, but it's not, for the reason outlined there. And also where it actually starts is down here, because it's evaporation. We'll see there, Hashem. The only nikud that he wants is one thing from there. And that is, the Gemara says, that since the rain, mist, whatever you want to call it, is moving around inside the cloud, therefore it's not shaykh to be kind of shvisa up there. That's not, otherwise it would be, but not kosmos is moving. So he says here as well, he asks the kasha, when you're on the ship and the ship's moving, what's your shaykh to be kind of shemisa? The Yeshleimat, he answers, the Tzvila de Rav Magamriel, called Ben Ashmoshes Ben Naichel. Must be that the ship of Rav Magamriel during Ben Ashmoshes was at rest. Achakat Motzalti Kidborov, this is the Chofetz Chaim now speaking again, just finish off. He says, I did find subsequently, like he says, also in the Chiddush HaRamban, Shafir Bebox Me'asoro, even with intense fog in between the Mahalaches, if the ship is moving, in Bok, then there is no problem going outside the Tchum. Mishum. Goes on a couple of pages. Mishum Tamenaz Naidi. Because it's moving, Ayn Shom, take a look over there. He just finished off. He says, Omnom, Mikola Poskim, the Sosma was there. That's nice in theory, he says, but from the fact that the Poskim don't seem to make this point, the Chem Edashen Ashaz Tiko Oma Bimahanechesh for Rekek. It's page 540. Yeah? Just like 2-3 lines before the Mukhefes Chem. Mashma Dafir Derech Hiruchov Kama Shvisa Vitzorech Iyan Amaisa. He says he doesn't know what to say. Because he says from the postgame and everything, it is Mashma the Yokon Shvisa even when it's moving. He says, but I don't really understand because it doesn't seem to work. So unless you're going to say because of the, like we said, the Sfar about your stationery on the ship, the problem is I've got Rishonim who say Nesh Nazoi, so he doesn't know what to tell you Lamaisa. Halacha Lamaisa, if you're on a ship, and the ship is above 10 Tefachim, so no problem, he says. But once the ship gets within 10 Tefachim of the ground, you're within 10 Tefachim of the ground, do I have to start measuring my 2,000 Amos from there, or only when it comes to a halt? Within 10 Tefachim. It's Tzorchi and Amaisa.
Muhammad says it. Mimokam Shepoga Bolamato.
Mashma, even if it's moving.
Yeah, even when it's moving.
That's what he's saying. Mashma, that even when it's moving, he says it doesn't make sense. On the face of it, it doesn't make sense. I mean, when I say it doesn't make sense, unless you go with this Svara about the ship is moving, you're stationary. But he says, but they're showing him. The Rashba, the Rambam, take on as a double posture, Nish doesn't.
But
he doesn't know what to tell you in a Maisa. He says, you're right. From the Lashon of the Mechaber, the Lashon of the place came, no one says anything. It's mashma like you're saying. So you have to go to Chumra. He says, however, doesn't know what to tell you because the Rishonim don't seem to agree with that.
Once it's reached within 10 tefachim from the ground, maybe they regard that as stationary. It's no longer in deep water. I don't know.
But he says, the Rishonim are talking about even within 10.
Right. Yeah, and what's this about the Svein of Rav and Gamliel was stationed called Ben Ashmoshes?
Because we bring a rye from the ship of Rav and Gamliel.
Oh, I see. So if it was moving, then we'd have a ride.
So what's
a ride?
It's further up. It must be the station being as much.
I just got a bit of a problem. If we say as soon as he comes within 10 tefachim of the ground, he's got the problem, and the ship's still moving. But his call might start there. That is the same, more or less, as if the water, he comes into a harbour where the water is deep all the way up to the wall, and it stops, and he has to start there, isn't it? I mean, you know, the boat can't go any further, so his tchum would also start from that point. Now I'm getting confused here. What's my point? My point is that the fact that it moves into further on shouldn't make a difference. It just depends whether the ground is less than 10 tefachim.
No, because again, to be Kleine Shrisa, you have to be stationed.
Right. So then what's the 10 tefachim got to do with it?
No, there's a shayla whether the ish to come in the Malam Yatzor or ain't to come in the Malam Yatzor. So since we're going to be Mekel, so we say you're not Kleine Shrisa, calls man, you're above 10. The minute you go within 10, now you're Kleine Shrisa.
But you're saying you can't be doing the shoes because you're
Holzman, you're moving. That's what he's asking. He says, it's mashma, you can. Maybe because you're stationary on the ship. Maybe yes, maybe not. The one thing I will share with you out and just sort of wondering out loud, I don't think it's really true, but it's something just to think about, is whether you could say whether there is a possibility of saying such a swara. And that is that you're right. If you say Ein Tchum in Amal Amei Asoro, hold on, is this going to be true? Well, you see, I'm okay. But basically, what I'm going to suggest is the following idea. You remember we had three different shittas about how we pass it. So be the Rabbanu Mikulo, which gets Ein Tchum in Amal Amei Asoro, Vada. The other extreme is Yesh Tchum in Amal Amei Asoro. Definite, even though it's a sophic, for whatever reason, right? Because there's a vada isu, however you want to touch it. And then we have the Rashba in between, who said that the etzem sophic the rabban lekula, but when you've got a chazaka, you've got a vada isu, then it's sort of a your sophic can't, even though it's sophic the rabban can't remove the isu, can't circumvent the isu. Now, there's no question over here. We're saying as long as it's the rabban, you can say sophic the rabban lekula. Fine. I'm just wondering aloud whether there is a mokum to say that look, this ship, when it was Lamal on the Asara, why are we being Mekel? We're being Mekel, why? Because it's Sophie Derabon and Nakura. Right? Sophie Derabon and Nakura, correct? I don't know whether the Chlau, there is a concept of Tuchumen above 10. So, if we don't know whether Bechalal is a Sforah of Tukum and the Malam Yasorah, so I'm not going to be Machmeh. Again, those who are going to be Machmeh, the way we explained it is, the concept of Tukumim is a Vada, it exists. So now you want to know, does it apply above 10? Well, just because you don't know the Halacha, we're not going to say, well, Sophik the Rabban the Kula. Like the Rabbeinu Sanabishit says, Sophik Chisorin Yediyah, just because you lack the knowledge, sorry, nothing doing. Is there a concept of Tuchumim? Yes. So now you want to know where it applies. Okay, well if you've got a problem with your knowledge, you have to be Machmeh. Okay, let's say we're not going to go that far. Why not? I can tell you why. I could suggest. You know why? Because I'm going to split Tuchumim. We don't look at Tuchumim as a there's an Issa of Tuchumim. Now we want to know above 10. No. There's within 10, there's above 10. Above 10, Is it ready? Don't know. Right? So I don't know if the Bichlal is any concept of Tchumel about them. Fine, you can be making. Yeah? Now, this ship is moving. Once it comes within 10, I've now entered territory where I know 110% Hilchos Tchumen applies. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Now, this is a massive chiddush I'm about to suggest. Right? Dr. Fowler's going to knock on the test, right?
Listening. All ears.
All ears, right. So I'm going to suggest something. Before you jump on it, just digest it, yeah? Remember, when we're dealing with all these rules of Sofik Derabon Lekur, Sofik Derabon Lekur, and all these things, very often it's what we call Hanhogo. I'm just using this as a term, so it may make a little bit of sense what I'm going to say. Yeah? It's wild. Well, I'm going to say it's wild. I wouldn't. As I think I've quoted you in the past. Very, very occasionally, your Tzvi would say something and share. So basically, didn't have an answer yet. He says, he says, we don't go with Derech Pilpul and things like that. He says, as a once-off, he's going to give a Derech Pilpul. And he says, probably not true. Right? Next day, he's coming to Shir and say, okay, what I said yesterday wasn't true, here's the Pshat. Right? So what I'm about to say is a little bit pilpulish, and that is that Hanhogo means, it's not dependent on logic. You remember we've talked about the classic examples are things like, you've got two people, one of them goes, you've got two paths. I know one of them is Tommy. Two kernels. One goes down path A, one goes down path B. One of them is for sure is Tommy. They can't both be Tommy. And you're dealing with Derais. We're not dealing with Derabon now. We're dealing with Derais. Depending on how they ask the question, whether they ask separately and things like that, the Dayan will say, you, Sofi Tumma Barisha Sarabim, your Tommy. You, same thing. You can't give, something's wrong in the answer there. No, that's the rule. Even though I know B'mitzias in Shomayim, I know the Mitzias must be wrong somewhere there. There's a flaw in it. That's the way the halacha works, because the same Ribbono Shel Olam who says that if a Kohen, well not to be a Kohen, but for the Issur or whatever it is, if he comes in contact with a dead body, he goes over it, he's Mahil Olam, right, pulls an eye out of it, he becomes Tomei, and he's got all the Issur in. The same Ribbono Shel Olam says that if you don't know what's happened, right, and things like that, no problem. Does it pshat that we view it that it's not even tumma? I don't know. That's something that our friend will talk about. It's what we call a hanover. Yeah, yeah, makes sense. You go to your friend's house and you eat there. Hopefully his kashrus is good. Why? If they're panem on these students, what's going to happen after a person comes up? A person comes up and they say, you know, on that date, person ate something trade. You'll say to them, so what? Eat panem on these students. They'll say you're absolutely correct. Then nothing will happen. Why? Because the same Ribbono Shel Olam who says, if you cook milk and meat together, it's possible to follow the sinister Dereisa. The same Ribbono Shel Olam says, if I go to somebody's house, eat that on every sin, and the rest is the Reisa, and therefore, that is the halacha. It's not dependent on the Matthias. That's the call it unholy. Now, I'm going to suggest something, as I said, it's very outlandish, but that is like this. That, look, Be'etzer, when you were riding the ship above 10, could be you've read me Kenna Shrisa there. Correct? That's the Sophic. That's the Sophic. In which case now, you're well beyond your Tukhut. This was miles away. I mean, you've been riding the sea for the last 12 hours. You're well outside your Tukhut. No what? No. Sophic Derabon on the Kudot. I don't know if it's coming above 10. Yeah? What about the Sephora of the Moshul of the Rabbi Nechanan, the way we explained it is, well, you can't just say Sofi Derabon Lekula. There is a concept of Tchumen Vadai. Now you don't know the Halacha about whether it applies above 10, tough luck. The answer to that is, we'll say, okay, that is within, if I've got a Shaila within 10 or something like that, where I know there is a concept of Tchumen, a bit like the Rashba said, once you've got a Mokum Shavisa, so then I know I've got a Vada'i Tichum, I've got a Vada'i Issa to go outside in 2,000 Amos. So now you want to be able to find a way around it, that's got to be a Vada'i way around it. That's what we said, yeah? Here as well, above 10, split it. Above 10 and below 10. Above 10, I don't know there's any concept of Tichum whatsoever. Maybe there is, maybe there's not. So Kolzman, I'm above 10. The rule is, Sofik the Rabbanon Lekura. It's irrelevant what the Rabbanon did say. I want to know what they said. Yeah, how many thousand years ago? They gave out halacha. I don't have to worry about that. The Pesach is something that I want to Kula tells me what to do. Fine. When I suddenly hit 10, then we suddenly say, whoa, one second. Now you're in territory of Tuchumen. No question about it. I don't care if you're stationary or not stationary. That's irrelevant. Once you are within 10, you are now in territory of Tuchumen. Right? So now we're going to say a whopping chiddush. And that is, hold on a second. But Be'etem, when you were all the way out there in the sea, right, I'm talking about when it was stationary. At some point it was stationary, yeah, that was it. As far as the Rabbeinu Chananda is concerned, you were kind of Shvisa there. Right?
When Shabbos came in.
Yeah, when Shabbos came in, wherever you were, in fact you were about 10, as long as it was stationary, you were kind of Shvisa. Why? Because the concept of Tuchumen is a badai. You've got a topic that applies above 10, well, tough luck. Go learn. Right? You don't say Tavid Rabban Lukul on that. So I say to that, no, one second. In Chidas Kavoy the Rabbeinu Chananel, you can't say that above 10. Because above 10, who says the Chalda is of Tuchumen applies? You don't put all of Issa Tuchumen together and say, well, there's a Vadai Issa Tuchumen. No, that's going too far. So, okay, fine. Above 10 remains a topic. Once I get within 10, now, like he said, there's a Vadai Issa Tuchumen. Like the Rashba says, you've got a Chazok of Issa. You are in territory where there's no topic whatsoever that the Issa of Tuchumen applies. Not quite as much. I'm not saying like the Rashba fully, more like the Rabbeinu Chananel. That's for it. So now we're going to say a Chiddush. And that is, that we're going to say, the suffix isn't over here. The point isn't that we say, okay, now you've got within 10, you're going to be kind of Shvisa at this point. That's not what we're saying. Because otherwise, I was saying, well, how can I be kind of Shvisa at this point? It's still moving. What we're going to say is, the minute you hit within 10, then we say, no longer can we just say, well, no, I'm Hogla, just continue on, suffix the Rabban on the Kula. Now, from this point onwards, you've got to be Machmer. Now, we're not going to start saying the Mafreya, you were Kona Shvisa then, you've got Daladamas. That we're not going to say. But from this point onwards, keep all of the halachos of Tuchumen. We'll give you $2,000 from this point and nothing more.
But even.
It's a massive chiddush, but, one second, but it would deal with the question he's asking from the Rishonim, because the Rishonim are all at the stage when we were trying to be Poshet the Shaila. So there are no fakers there. No fakers. You bring a ride from Rav Gamliel, fret the Rashba, but the ship's moving. There's no doubt about it. You're not going to Shvisa when the ship's moving. And therefore, it's ridiculous to suggest that when you hit this point within 10, when the ship's moving, you're going to Shvisa. It can't be. So why have I only got 2,000 numbers? The answer is not because of being going to Shvisa here. It's because of the fact that the Etem, really, you were going to Shvisa 200 miles away when Shabbos came in, when it was about 10. Novos, calls the man you're about 10, the Hanhoga is, what we call a Hanhoga, about 10, Sophie the Rabban Lukudo. Because we don't know Bechlau that there is a concept of Tuchumen about 10. The minute you get within 10, this is territory where I know for sure that office of Tuchumen apply. So from this point onwards, you have to be Machmir. As I said, it's not something that's logical because, like you said, Mimonoshok, if something's wrong here, you can't have it both ways.
But it's on the presumption that when Shabbos came in, the ship was moving. Because otherwise, if the ship was stationary, even though it was above 10, there's a possibility there was a Makom Shemit.
Correct. But the halacha is Sofei D'Rabban Lukul.
Correct. So, on the likewise, at the beginning of the journey, we go on the lenient side when it comes to moving. So why don't we do on the lenient side when moving at the end of the journey when you're coming into port?
Because at the beginning there's no Sofei. If when you started it was moving, there is absolutely no shaila. Pashtus, right, without this chiddush about you being stationary and clapping the ship. No one, it doesn't matter, below 10, above 10, you're not paying a shvisa when you're on the move. There's no shaila about it. Here, the shaila is that I was stationary. I was stationary, that's the case. I was stationary, like the Rishonim said. The only thing is, yeah, when was I stationary? When Shabbos came in, when the ship was still hadn't left yet. It was above 10. Right? It was above 10 at that point. So therefore, it's stationary. Again, facts are.
So what you're talking about when you're coming into port.
Yeah. In other words, let's say if the, for the whole of Shabbos, from Friday afternoon all the way through till Motzai Shabbos, the ship's always been moving. Mm-hmm. Or not even to Motzai Shabbos, until it gets into the other port. And a Chalami. Even though you're within 10, so what? When were you kind of Shlisa? Above 10? Below 10? But it's been moving the whole time. There'd be nothing to talk about. Correct. And a Chalami. But over here, the Chiddush is that the case is that when Shabbos came in, you want to say maybe I was kind of Shlisa. Why? Because the ship was above, because the ship was stationed. So it's shy to be kind of Shlisa. The only thing is, I was above 10. So Sofi Derabbanan Lekula. But the reason why we're saying Sofi Derabbanan Lekula, right? It's a Derabbanan. I, but the Rabbeinu Hananel has got a point, which is, because you don't know your halachos, because that we say Sofi Derabbanan Lekula, the concept of Tchumen is above it. Yes. So now you want to know, maybe it applies above 10, maybe not. So you don't see something that I want to call it. So the other Rishonim is saying, no.
But we all
agree. Because above 10 you split it into a different, you don't put the whole of Tchumen together and say, well, there's a Vaday is Tchumen, it's all three, because we're going to have to be Machmir. No. Above 10, I don't know there's any concept whatsoever.
But everybody agrees that you can't have your Machmir Shvisa whilst you're moving.
You can't be Kainah Shvisa.
Can't Kainah whilst you're moving. And everybody agrees with that.
Well, the halacha? No, but yes. I mean, in theory, yes. Yes. In theory, yes. This is what I'm suggesting to answer up. Like Dr. Fridays pointed out, the Lashon HaMacham is mashma, even though you're still moving, once you hit 10, within 10, that's it. You only got 2,000 amos. The halacha, I know that's what it says. And that's what it's mashma from, you know, the poskim, from the silence of the poskim, they don't say otherwise, but it doesn't make any sense. Okay, we've got this far about you being stationary clock of the ship, but the Rishonim say Nishtazah. I'm suggesting an answer, and that is with our knowledge that we know there are Rishonim who disagree with this stuff. Right? We don't go with that in their shittas, but they do say that you don't just say something that I want to call a blanket. So, and we explain the spoiler behind it. We explain the Rabbi Nachman of the Moshul based on the Rabbi Yonah and Ibn Shittas. But soft, I know there's an Issa Vadai of the Chumet, so you're speakers because you don't know the halacha. I'm sorry, nothing to it. Fine. What do we say to that? The Balamor and everyone who says the way we pass in the Kula, right? The Rambam. We say to that, no, there's not a Vadai Issa Tchumen, you know, altogether. Above 10 and below 10 are two separate arenas of halacha. Above 10, I don't have any Chazoka, I've got no Vadai Issa. Bichlal, I don't know if there's an Issa. So on that, you say, Sovid Aravon and the Kula. Right? But the Etzem, it's not a logical thing, because it's Sovid, like you're saying, it's Sovid Idiot, it's the ignorant. Where can I, whatever it is, right? Okay, I'm Holger. Even though the Rabbanim for sure decided one way or the other, doesn't matter. Right? I'm Holger. But that will only work so long as you are in the area above 10. The minute you come within 10, now you're in the area where the Isser of Tchumen, the Halachos of Tchumen are Avada.
Yes.
Right?
And applied.
So now, and applied. Now the Chiddush is, this is the Chiddush. We don't say, okay, from here onwards, you better be careful, be aware of what's going to happen, because now the halachos are going to start applying from this point onwards. No. From this point, any sofik you have, you're going to have to now go to Chumrah. Meaning to say, I'm not sure, maybe I was kind of shvisa all the way back there. It was above 10, yeah? Well, there we said, but hold on, you're above 10. Bechal, I don't know if the Issa of Tchumen applies. So I don't have to worry about it. Once I come within 10, then I say, hold on, now you're in an area where the Issa of Tchumen Vadai applies. You want to say, but maybe I can keep going for as long as I want because until now I was above 10. Hold on a second. No, that doesn't work. Because now, a bit like the Sfora we said, you've got a Vadai Mitzvah of Tchumen, Vadai Halachos of Tchumen. You want to know, maybe I've got a Tzad to sort of circumvent those halachos? No. Now you've got to be machmeh. From this point onwards, you've got to be machmeh. But, this is why it's a big chiddush to say this. So far, I don't think that's such a big chiddush. That makes sense, based on what we said. But the chiddush is that I'm going to say, though, not going to be kana shvisa now. Your 2,000 amos is going to start from now, not from back there, because that would essentially be saying that we're going to say that you've already gone outside your tchum. I can't say that because then we're passing on the about 10. Not when it stops, because then it's nothing to do with the sofik back there. It's from this point onwards, we're going to say until now, sofik derabon on the chumra. This point onwards, now sofik derabon on the chumra, and you've only got 2,000 amos.
What happens if you don't reach for sure? And the 2,000 numbers?
Then you're stuck with the ship. That's what the Mishnah with the. We already said. And so it's a very out of the box chiddush, okay? Something to think about. Maybe yes, maybe not.
Isn't it similar to the case in Gemara Shabbos Kshutah Kamishah Hunchadomi? You throw an object and it goes through a Roshos and.
Yeah, we can't. Again, we can't. It doesn't apply in all cases.
No, but I'm saying, can you not? Is it similar to that? I'm not saying the principles. No, because the framework is.
But again, the Rishonim clearly don't take on that. So it's okay. This as I said, is a suggestion. Maybe how to try and depoliticize this question. Maybe yes, maybe not. Fine. There are more. Let's finish off with the Ramah. Says the Ramah. The Imhu Sofik. Yeah, you got that. The Imhu Sofik. The Ramah says, if you're not sure if you're above 10 or not, then also you know the kudah. We can go to kudah on that. Yeah? Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah says again, we'll only say this when it's a sofik derabon. So in other words, you're either talking about the shaylis negia to 2,000 amos, or even if it's yud beis mil, but it's on water. Remember, water we said yud beis mil is derabonon. So I've got a shayla in a derabonon. Yeah. So even though again above 10 is a sofik, correct?
Yeah.
Now I've even got a tzad that I'm below 10.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very, very, very important halacha here, because we've effectively got a svek speker, no?
Mm-hmm.
Correct, a svek speker, and the svek speker would tell me to be machmir.
You've got a svek speker.
Does it work? Maybe there's a tchum above 10, right? And maybe there's a tchum above 10. A sofik number one. But even if there is no tchum above 10, maybe I'm within 10. Well, let's go the other way. I'm going to show you both ways. Maybe I'm within 10, in which case, for sure, I've got that loss of tchum. And even if I'm above 10, maybe there is tchum in above 10. So I've got a double sofik in a derabono, the whole shayla is derabono. And what are we saying? Do you go to kudah or the chumrah?
We can go to the chumrah, aren't we?
The kudah. Again, the Ramah says, the imu sofik imu lamala me'al sola eloi was lean on the kudah. You're not sure if you're above 10.
And if you're definitely above 10?
That we know already.
And we go to
kudah. We go to kudah. Yeah, as long as derabon. Here the chiddush is, even though I've got a double sofik,
You don't know whether you're above or below 10. That's one sofik. And you don't know whether or not
the halachos of tchum apply.
Okay.
So therefore, if I'm below 10, then for sure I've got an issur to outside 2,000 amos, right? And even if I'm above 10, maybe the halacha applies above 10. Also applies above 10. Or I could do it the other way around. Maybe the halacha applies above 10. And even if it doesn't apply above 10, maybe I'm within 10. So it's a double sofik in a derabono. Now normally svek speker we go to chumra. I mean, if it's a svek speker to chumra, depending on which direction it is.
So we're saying if you don't know the height, the depth, then you assume you svek speker, you assume you're the tikkun does not apply.
Correct.
because that would be the lenient.
Because it's the Rabban. Yeah, I'm just going to finish the Ramah. I'm going to, this is the one of the main points in this sermon. I'm going to come back to it because it's a very, very best to go into. Let's just finish the Ramah because I just want to make sure we finish it today, and then we'll come back to that. He says, "V'im kamar yotza alpayim mimokum shepod alamata mi'atzorah." If he's already gone outside of his 2,000 numbers, right? So in other words, wherever he hit within the 10th bottom of the ground. Starting from there, 2,000 amis, he's already gone out of it. Then he's only got dalad amis. Nevertheless, in Sorek Lotzis min Asfina, if he needs to leave the ship, because it's raining on him, because it's very hot, or he needs to be excused. So because of that, he's got to get off the ship. And remember, we know this is the guy who's outside of the tchum. If he needs to be excused, and there's nowhere there, you know, with sufficient privacy, he's allowed to go in search of a place. And if that place turns out to be in the city or just outside the city, he's allowed to then go in, and he's got the whole city then, yeah? Same thing with this guy. Then the whole city becomes like it's Aladamis. Once he gets into the city, then he's good to go for the rest of Shabbos there. That's to do with other halachos. As the Mishnah Berurah says, we're talking about again, this is as it says in Siman Tov, we've covered these halachos. If you remember, this is only so long as you can't find a suitable spot for shade or to do a sorach or whatever it is before the city. If he can, then he's got no hassle to go any further. Right, that's poshut. The Mishnah Berurah also says, Kol Shekein, if the goyim pick him up and they say, you're not staying on the ship for the rest of Shabbos, they pick him up and throw him off the ship into the city. Well, then that's for sure, that's like the case of Deir Vasar, and he's got the whole city, he's like his Daladamis. Just as the Mishnah Berurah, be careful, don't say to the Goyim, please pick me up and throw me into the city. Yeah? That you can't do. That's what the Achorim say. So you just sort of got to be stubborn and wait for them to act.
And please make sure you don't take me. Distance I can't measure, that's so right.
You're
going to
do it, make sure you do it properly.
Yeah, do it properly, yeah. To cover all
shitters,
yeah.
If he comes into the port, they won't, and it's all right, but he only has 2,000 amos if it's been above 10 tefachim, but if it's been lower than 10 tefachim, we've said. Mitam Sofik Lachumra, so he's only got the Daladamus basically when he gets into port. But it's all Bashar,
correct. It means within 10, yeah. When you reach within 10, and you know you've gone 2,000 amos already, so now you're better, you're stuck on the ship.
Yeah.
If, let's say, the ship gets you, it goes 1,500 amos, then you've got 500 amos to go, yeah. And that will get you however far it's into the city. If it's Shabbos followed by Yom Tov, by the way, then when this happens on Shabbos, then the minute it goes Mezloy Shabbos, Shabbos and Yom Tov, we say, take on a Shtei Kedushas thing, the two separate Kedushas, so then for Yom Tov you've got the whole city. Right? It's only for Shabbos you're stuck there. Fine, but as I said, that you should be able to apply all the rules. Everything is as we've learned.
And the other way around?
Same thing.
I mean, this problem has existed for centuries, pretty much, like people going to America, whatever, disembarking. I mean, what have the other poskim have said, other than the Chofetz Chaim?
Aruch
HaShulchan, or is there any?
I don't know, you can let me know, but... I'm saying, what's the...
He had this shaila about where to count the 2,000 from, when you hit below 10 to fuck him.
You're not on a plane. On a plane, you're not going to be within 10 until you get off the plane.
A boat. The boat's in a shallow water. I mean,
it's not likely. It doesn't really happen. Not on the boats where you're going on today. The cruise ship, you're never going to be within 10. It's never going to happen. It's not going to happen. A plane, when it lands, you're still well above 10.
What about these boats that come from France and Belgium with all these immigrants?
That's the least of the problems. But even there, I doubt it. It's are you saying it's like a dinghy boat? Maybe. Okay, I hear.
The dinghy boats.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So fine, okay, but let's say, so let's say with a plane, so when you get off the plane, so the minute you get off the plane, and if, I mean, now you're within 10, that's where it stops. So let's say if you come into Heathrow though, you're no problem, because it was within London. Right?
I'm not so sure.
But it depends what you call by London, within the
M25. M25 is what normally.
Yeah, within the M25. Within the M25.
I think we've built up. There's a gap. Because if there's gaps, this is what we learned in the morning. If it can be gaps on one side and one side is not, then it becomes like the Keshe or the.
That's what you've got. Boreham Wood is within the M25, but there's gaps between Boreham Wood and Edgware.
There's fields though.
So again, it depends on how big the gaps are and whether there's any point where it all joins up. I mean, not joined up, but you've got close enough 70 hours between one and the next.
The only gaps about is with the, I would suggest within the airport perimeter.
I would have thought that the generally speaking the airports we're dealing with are all the main airports at least are, I think, are all within at least a city, whether it's London. You've definitely got places to move. Whether you can walk all the way back to Golden Green, maybe yes, maybe not. Maybe there's too much of a gap.
Of the airports in London, the City Airport in London, Heathrow would be the only ones, because Gatwick is already.
That's really far out. But you've still got, well, I don't know, whatever Gatwick, whatever city that belongs to. No, it's not in the middle of nowhere.
The Luton, you could get to Luton Town, the actual location.
Gatwick's there. I'm saying Luton, you've got plenty, there's definitely plenty of built up things around.
Yes.
But a lot of it is factories rather than houses.
Mm-hmm. But factories can still have a base theory. One would have to know. But again, the Shire will only begin when you get off the plane.
Yeah.
That's for sure. You're always above 10, right? Yeah,
it's probably safer in the airport.
Huh?
It's probably safer in the airport.
Yes.
Despite the reforms.
Yes, we were talking about that. If you managed to get on a plane, I know, from Australia to London, and you got on before Shabbos.
So again, your Shire is only going to be if you got on, for whatever reason, you got on Shabbos. Then you had them off in Shvisa. Then you wouldn't be able to. Then the minute you get off the plane, you're stuck. If you go on before Shabbos, then you're above 10. So you're only going to Shvisa when you get off, so then you're fine.
Right.
The Shabbos is only going to be if you got off, whatever reason it happens, you got on Shabbos. Interesting
with
state line
charges,
things like that.
Yes,
that could be why it happened.
The runway's going to be quite long, so.
Yeah,
you've got 2,000
hours. Yeah, but it's all above 10, still above 10 at that point.
No, but if you land on the runway.
That's all right, you're above 10. Until you get off the plane, you're above 10.
The plane is above 10. Yeah. So, I see.
But like your trains and things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Although the only thing is. The main point I'm going to speak about that discussion tomorrow, that's basically it in terms of this, is this, if you want to just take a look, the Charlotte Tien already makes the point. He makes the point, this is a very, very investigator Maramokan, that we see here Svek Sveka on a Darabono, if it leads you in the direction of the Chumra, you still go to Chumra. It's a big chiddush, not everyone would bet and agree with it, but that's a rye they bring from here. Okay? But otherwise, that's what we're doing here.
Sure. 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 Sure.